Lawrence Park has been with the NZEI, Te Reo Roa, which is actually the union representing education workers. She's been the Matua Takawainga for many years, and they are backing Te Kōanga Reo National Trust's campaign to have its three-year qual tohu whakapakari recognised as a teaching qualification by the Ministry of Ed and NZQA. Laura says the union's members in Kōanga Reo have valuable skills in te reo and te ao Māori that are essential for our tamariki, and they should be properly recognised and remunerated. Lawrence Park with us today. Lawrence, it's great to have you on the program again. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Dale.
Tēnā koe. How come people have been sitting on their hands here? Do you know, they just sometimes don't validate our mātauranga Māori, but you've had a hui about this. Can you tell us about some of the discussions within the union ranks about why they believe that it's time that the Ministry of Ed reassessed their stance?
Well, kia ora, Dale, mō tērā kōrero, but in our discussions, it is quite clear that the ministry will not actually allow a kohanga to open unless someone at that kohanga has a tohu whakapakari. So for us, it stands to reason, if it's good enough to open a kohanga with that qualification, why is it not good enough to be a teaching qualification?
So you're joining the argument, which is it is neat. Where to from here, do you think, now that you're supporting the stance of the Kōanga Reo movement?
Well, we're hoping that by putting our support behind, that the Ministry and New Zealand Qualifications actually looks again at what they're considering to be not quite a qualification, which seems to be the opinion that they have about he tohu whakapakari, and actually think again, because they use it for one purpose, but apparently it's not okay for another purpose. That's the acknowledging kaimahi that have it and also remunerating them in the right way.
Te Reo Roa is showing some generosity here, because while you're supporting the overall stance of the Kōanga Reo National Trust, we're led to believe that quite a small percentage of kaimahi within the Kōanga Reo sector are actually in the union. Do you have any figures that might illustrate that?
Very small numbers of kōhanga kaimahi are our members at the moment. And, yeah, that's absolutely fine, because this is about education for our mokopuna. So it's really not about how many members we've got and how powerful, I suppose, if you want to put it that way, we are in this situation. And we realise that the kōhanga don't see us as a area of Māoridom. In fact, they see us very much as a Pākehā organisation, and that's fine. The tohu whakapakari, we understand, is totally their qualification, but it doesn't hurt anyone to stand behind others when you think it's right.
And when recognising this support might add weight to their tono, perhaps more who teach in the Kōanga Reo sector, Lawrence, might be encouraged to recognise the benefits of being involved with NZEI, ne?
Oh, we can only hope that, can't we? However, but that's not the purpose of the exercise, eh, Dale? It's really about making sure that the powers that be that actually don't recognise tohu whakapakari at the moment actually think again.
Are there any other examples of this where the Ministry or NZQA balk when it comes to Māori-focused quals?
Probably the universities have more examples than we have in the primary and secondary sector, because internationally, Indigenous qualifications that are attested to by kaumātua of whichever tribal group are well known. But we don't seem to be able to do that in Aotearoa. We used to have a qualification where iwi could attest to the the te reo Māori and tikanga of teachers in schools. But that has been, you know, well, it's been wiped out, really. And that was what a qualification that actually gave additional remuneration to teachers. Doesn't exist anymore.
Well, I'm pleased to see that the Kōngarau sector are getting some support, Loris. And it's heavyweight support too, because of your skin in the game and, of course, the organisations. Thanks for sharing that, Kōrero. Anything else, Māori, off your desk that you're able to share with us today, Loris?
No, that's us for today. Thank you, Dale.
Well, that's us for today, Loris Park. Whereabouts are you today, Loris?
I'm at home at the moment, but I'm heading to work.
Good on you. How long have you been the Matuataka Wainga for the organisation, Loris Park?
Oh, gosh, now you're going to make me think. I must be heading towards, all of those 20 years that we've been talking about.
Kia pai. Well, see, and there's no substitute for experience, Loris.
Okay.
Thanks a lot. See you later. Radio Wāte, Urban Māori Radio, and good to have her on the program again.